The time for suffering is here. So we experience, and especially for those of us who need to pray and chant up here, it is the longest reading, the longest epistle in the whole year. And of course, we try to sing it plain chant, because otherwise we would still be here at 12 singing the epistle. Anyway, the epistle is one of my favorites, but at the same time, it is sort of humorous to me. It is St. Paul doing what human beings do so well. St. Paul is boasting about himself. Now, if anybody can boast, he can boast. But even that gets to me sometimes. And of course, you hopefully followed in English, because I'm not going to translate it, nor read it again. It's enough. Enough is enough. But he went through all kinds of sufferings. And that's why they give it to us on this Sexagesima Sunday as we begin. Not the first Sunday of Sexagesima season, but this second Sunday was starting to get right into it. Wham, bam, you know. And so St. Paul gives us this gift. A beautiful epistle, but at the same time, very long and very difficult to read, to chant, especially if your voice is already compromised. But he suffered all kinds of things. So if you think you suffer, read this epistle. Keep a marker on it in your missal, because then you will see that what you're going through is not that much. The gospel, however, which is a very beautiful gospel from St. Luke's account, is that of the sower. Of course, the sower is God. The sower is we who preach the word of God and who teach you, who tell you all kinds of things. And you know, 9 out of 10 times, if I tell somebody, you need to do this and not do this, they do the opposite. So it is here, too. The sower sows. The seed is the same seed. It's wonderful seed. It's from God. And the seed is the word of God, the faith, the Holy Catholic faith. And depending on who hears it, it falls on this place or that place, most of them don't get it. So, you know, why should we complain about the fact that the whole world is in tatters? The whole world is not faithful to God, does not believe in God to begin with, and most certainly does not obey God. But then we go in the church too. And the majority of Catholics are not living the Catholic life. A lot of them are in mortal sin, and they still go to communion. A horrible sacrilege all the time. It makes me sick. And then if you go to some churches, and this is something that, you know, first of all, I need to make sure about this. The Novus Ordo, I do not like it. I was taught that in the seminary and forced to do that in the seminary. I do not like it. But it is valid. It is the Mass. It is the consecration. Now, some priests go far off and then it isn't valid. But for the most part, it is. But what gets to me, most of all, especially since 1979, I think it was that it started. In Holland, it started back in 1969. And that is, of course, I'm referring to, if you know your history, which most of you will not know, that is when the horrible, atrocious, sacrilegious practice of communion in the hand started. And so if you have to go to one of those places, go. But try to come here and to any other traditional Mass where this is not permitted, where this follows the discipline of the ages. And think about this. When you go to one of these churches, people that are receiving in the hand, sometimes dirty hands, and I'm talking about physical, forget about the soul. I have seen it. And every time I touch the Eucharist, there are particles in my fingers. Those particles fall, and that's why we have the fingers kept together. And that's why we have the paten and the purificator and the corporal on the altar. So no particle of the body and blood, soul and divinity of Christ will be given the dishonor of sacrilege. These places where they are receiving in the hand, I have seen people do like this. I've seen them do like this. So when you go there, you're trampling on Jesus. He is on the floor. Think about that. I don't care if the priest is nice or good or whatever. And there are some, yeah, very few. But in those churches, you are trampling on Jesus. Now, what will you do when God calls you to Himself and He says, "Why did you do that? You stepped on my body." I don't know. So, here, of course, we don't do that. And it's not allowed in this rite. And so here are the ones that the good fruit, the good seed, fell on a good land. And hopefully you are a good land, a good soil. And hearing the word, you keep it and bring forth fruit in patience. Patience, which comes from the word patis passus sum, the verb in Latin, which means to suffer. How many of us have any patience at all? To suffer. That is what Jesus is doing on the cross. And I particularly love this crucifix here, which is a masterpiece of art. We are told from Spain. Of course, Italians think they have the best, but we Spaniards have even better. Anyway, here on this cross, in this altar, Jesus is alive. He's not dead. Many crucifixes, Jesus is dead. It's finished. Consumatum est. It is consummated. Here, He is suffering for you, for me, so that you will all learn how to suffer for Him and for your own salvation. And so, this is what I have to say today. And of course, I suffer spiritually, mentally, and in the last few weeks or months, physically, beyond what you can tell. Right now, I'm in a lot of pain. But am I going to quit? Am I going to stop? No. And I suffer because not my fault, because somebody else did the wrong thing. So we need to learn how to suffer, to offer it all up to God, as the Blessed Mother asked us at Fatima. So today, as we begin the pre-Lent of Septuagesima on this Sextagesima Sunday, I ask you to bring forth fruit in patience, in suffering. He did not say, bring forth patience in having a good time, in being comfortable, in being cushy. No, in suffering. In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen.